Hello there, Verbal Shenanigans fans. It's Scott, your boy. I want to tell you about the new sponsor we're very excited to work with. Let me try to get a work with. And that's DraftKings.com. Fantasy sports fans are winning huge cash prizes every day at DraftKings.com, America's favorite place to play daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want. Guy gets injured, no big deal. Start again the next day. Okay? You like fantasy baseball? You get a new team every day. It's awesome. Just pick your sport and draft your team. It's like a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with the same players. Over $1 billion will be won at DraftKings.com this year, and you could be the next to win. Big. Go to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code Shenanigans to play for free. That's Shenanigans for free entry now at DraftKings.com. Do it, people. All sorts of different sports you can play, whether you're an MMA fan, a golf fan, a racing fan, you name it, go to DraftKings.com, promo code Shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What? I hear those noises again, Scott.
You hear them noises again?
Yeah.
Are they getting...
Are we leaving America and going to Wolf Nation?
Are they getting louder?
Let's see. Let me press my ears up.
Because Wolf Nation, our latest sponsor on the podcast, that is WULF Nation. If you don't know how to spell nation, that's NATION. Very excited to work with Wolf Nation, Michael Berlew.
Yeah, Scott, how do you spell .com? I'm going to need help with that.
Yes.
How many H's are in there?
Their website should be up this week. Now, what is Wolf Nation, Berlew?
Well, it's a new apparel company.
That's correct.
Who's coming out with gear for both men, women, and pets.
Maybe animals. Maybe children.
Yep. And they work well with the men who grow them beards, my friend.
That's it, baby. Because a beard is a man's crown, okay? Yeah. You know, it's a man's crown. People love it, okay? So Wolf Nation, they're coming on. They're coming on hot. Coming on quick.
Ooh.
Like a wolf on its prey. Arr, arr.
I'm getting excited, man. I mean, I'm gonna do so much research when they launch. I'm gonna watch The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
I'm gonna watch Teen Wolf.
Yes.
I'm gonna watch that Bad Wolf movie with Jack Nicholson in it.
I'm gonna only listen to bands like Wolf Mother.
Yes.
And
I'm gonna be
White Fang. I'm gonna watch White Fang.
I'm gonna move to Minnesota to be a fan of the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we really are excited to work with Wolf Nation. If you want to check Wolf Nation out right now, if you go to Instagram, type in Wolf Nation, WULF Nation. If you want to go to Facebook, just type in Wolf Nation. If you want to go to Twitter, Wolf Nation underscore Wolf, WULF. And contact number 1-888-641-1003, 1003, Wolf Nation.
God, I'm so excited. I grow an extra beard in my armpits.
That's just a little gross. We're trying to promote the brand here.
Oh, all right. Then. I guess I'll shave that one.
You ruined it again.
Sorry, Wolf Nation.
Wolf Nation, wake up, live free.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Tonight on Verbal Shenanigans,
we don't know what we're talking about.
Then a dog barks.
So, once again, with every other episode, we are back, and it's mischief night tonight, Berlu. Mm-hmm. Are you going to cause a little mischief on the cast?
I don't know. I mean, I need to steal some toilet paper from your bathroom. Maybe I can chuck it at some trees or something.
Yes, yes. We're sorry for the atrocious intro, but we are back yet again, and it is October 30th. It is Mischief Night.
Yeah, for another 14 minutes or so.
It is Mischief Night.
For our Midwest listeners, it's Devil's Night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Devil's Night.
I don't want to, you know, alienate any of our demographics.
Yeah, but we are back, and this is the latest podcast we've probably ever done.
Yeah.
It is 11:30, 11:46 to be exact.
Yeah.
But we are here.
It's weird podcasting. I should be in bed and you should be calling me just for the hell of it.
Right. Literally in the next 20 minutes, yeah, you should expect a call from me.
Berlu, that was a great podcast.
We're still going.
What? What?
Did you are you a big Halloween guy?
I get into the, no pun intended, spirit of the holiday, but to be honest, I was kind of thinking about it, we were talking about maybe doing a Halloween castle. It's trying to think of any big Halloween stories or whatever. I couldn't really come up with anything.
You had nothing.
I'm sure I got some things here and there, but it's can I come up with a memory where it's oh, man, that was the greatest Halloween ever? I think the only one I can, the best one I can remember, I think I talked about before, is when my Hungarian neighbors went away and I grabbed their pumpkins and I chucked it onto their roots because they were assholes.
Yeah, smashing pumpkins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Halloween, for me, kind of liked it when I was, in college and my teens and stuff, and a little after that, and as I get older, I don't know, I just can't get into it anymore.
I mean, in my apartment complex, no kids come around, so it's not you get pleasure. Oh, here you go, kitty.
So no kids come around, so you can't get pleasure.
All right,
so tell me more, Mr. Paterno.
I'd like to insert my Fifth Amendment
privilege. I love it. As soon as you said that, you're like, oh, fuck.
Where's the delete button on this thing? But, I mean, since no kids around, it's you don't even get the joy of seeing them trick-or-treating or anything. And things are so stupid nowadays. It's they look to find new ways not to do Halloween on Halloween. It's the weirdest damn thing where it's we scheduled it so it doesn't interfere with the kids' school the next day. Mm-hmm. And it's no, it's Halloween. You know, if it falls on a Tuesday, your ass is tired on a Wednesday.
Yeah, a couple points I have written down for that. But one thing I was thinking today, Halloween music has been the same three songs since the 1960s. It's the Monster Mash, Purple People Eater.
Yep,
that might be it. But we have to corner the market.
Ooh.
And now start to make new Halloween songs that can catch on. Because it's been 50 years since a new Halloween song caught on. Christmas songs, there's always a new one. Some
parody.
We got to get into the Halloween market. Other than the serial killer songs and these songs. This is what you hear. Our parents literally walked around the elementary school parade to this.
This was old to them.
Yep. No. This song is terrible, too.
Maybe we could do, parody songs, Weird Al. We could dress up as vampires and be yeah, baby, we drink blood.
Yeah, baby, we drink blood. And we got not enough. Because I sleep underground. Because I'm a vampire, I'm always around.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Right there.
Yeah. That's good.
Better than the Monster Mash.
Yeah.
Or someone brought this up to me. A one-eyed, one-horned, giant purple people eater. Now, is he a monster that eats Is he purple and he eats people, or is he a monster that eats purple people?
I just thought it was some kind of euphemism for penis.
So you thought all along it's just...
it's like this dude is just talking about his dick for like 3 minutes.
He just loves dong.
Yeah.
I'm a wanna. You know what?
I mean, that's why...
You basically just cleared up the last 31 years of my life.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we met up. Made your life better.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about...
No, I'm pretty confident in that.
Yep. But, yeah.
I guess that... The one that just popped up on the Thriller.
Oh, yeah, Thriller. There's Thriller.
I guess that's number 3.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is a good one. It'd be hard to top this one.
I kind of remember as a kid being scared of that video.
Yeah.
Because, like, the zombies. And,
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess I was a kid at the time. Well, this was pre... Oh, is that what he does?
Yeah, Halloween's... Halloween's changed a lot. Like, even in my neighborhood, they barely come to the door at all. They do trunk or treating now, which is basically where they go in that parking lot down by the lake, and they do it in a bunch of neighborhoods now. All the cars line up. They open their trunks, have candy. They make like a little design in their trunk, and they just walk around in a safe parking lot.
Oh, that's so, you know, we gotta protect these kids more and more. I mean, I don't think they should sit on Santa's lap anymore. I mean,
no.
You're promoting sitting on a stranger's lap.
That's boner central.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should have like a plush doll that they sit on. But you know, we have to make sure the material.
I think instead of going to Santa, they should Skype Santa now, they're not going. They know where their parents can watch.
Well, what happened is the kids will have to wear masks. So whoever plays Santa doesn't see their face to try to do something or try to find them.
It's just like the fun is like getting those couple hours of freedom as a kid. Like even when you're like, you know, like when you were a kid. All right, Thriller. Goodbye. When you were a kid, like, you know, there was a certain point where you weren't allowed out. But then like Halloween, you kind of got like those 2 hours with your friend to go trick or treating, which. If you were carrying around the pumpkin, the plastic pumpkin, you were just an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about the pillowcase. The pillowcase, man. Shoving that pillowcase full of candy and then getting back. And the best part of Halloween was just dumping the pillowcase out with all your candy and then, like, organizing it. Remember?
Exactly.
And then, like, me and my brother would, like, trade and stuff like that. I'll trade you 1 3 Musketeers for 2 Reese's Pieces. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because, like, now I don't even eat candy. But back then it was like, you know, you would do these trades and kind of examine your candy. And there was always this cool thing about, like, knowing where the good houses were. That would, some of them would, like, you'd get these crazy finds where they'd give you, like, either money. There was always that weird house that would give money out. And you're like, yeah. Or, like, the free candy pot. Were you ever the kid that would, you know, like, the houses that weren't home?
Yeah, and take one.
Take one. Were you the guy that would take 100?
I wouldn't take 100. I'd usually take 2 or 3. I can't deny that.
See, I was never bad with that. I know kids would just dump the whole bucket right in their sack, and that was the end of that.
I mean, you know, an extra 1 or 2 if it's like a really good candy. You know, you're kind of being nice, but at the same time, you're kind of like, ooh, I'm naughty, you know?
One of the worst was always getting the 5 rolled up pennies and a piece of tape. Did you ever have?
Nah, I never had that.
We had like a woman, like, it would be, you get 5 cents, and like, which probably wasn't bad because you could put it in your piggy bank, but you know, you want a Snickers or something.
How old were you when you trick or treat? What was that? We're talking 87.
Yeah, well, let's see. I was born in 84, so my prime trick or treating years are probably like.
In the 90s, I don't think a nickel was worth that much.
Yeah, like they give you rolled up pennies. And then there was weird people in my neighborhood that would give you like a soda, in like a can of soda.
That's the damn pot smoking kid. Yeah. And I was like, oh, damn.
Juice boxes. Juice boxes weren't bad because it was a little different. The worst was like people still give like fruit. Like, here's an apple.
I never got that. I mean, I think around my age is when the original rumors of razor blades and apples, which I actually read an article once. There has never been a case of that. That's just myth.
Well, I forget. I was listening to a podcast, and
what's that really dry comedian? I forget his name, and I'm doing a disservice.
Doug Max.
Yeah. He has a great joke. He goes, I went trick-or-treating the other day. There was a razor in my apple. It was electric.
I'm stealing that.
So stupid, but great. It's so great. But yeah, I remember like trick-or-treating, like, you know, until it got like a little dark and still a little time after, and then like having to come home and check in. And I don't know. I just don't think it's alive anymore. No. I think trick-or-treating is kind of almost dead. It's almost dead.
It's like, what if, and it's they just take away all the fun. Like, I can remember times, like my dad would drive me to like an area where it's known for like good trick-or-treating or whatever. And like, he'd let me and my friends out, and it's like, all right, I'm going to be here in an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Wherever you want to go, but you be here when I come
and
here.
And you did. You got there. Because if you didn't, and then they had to look for you, you were going to get your ass kicked.
You get your ass kicked. They're like, all right, I'm going to hold your candy for a couple of days.
Yeah, or I'm going to dump your candy in the garbage. Yeah. You know,
I'm going to donate it to charity. It was always a fun
day.
I just imagine like they go to like UNICEF or something like really insane, you know. And you could just imagine, hi, cancer? Yeah, here's some Snickers bars.
I predict within the next 10 years, trick-or-treating is going to be a thing in the past. It's going to be an organized thing in like a gym or a cafeteria, and kids are just going to go around and collect their candy from each person, or trunk-or-treating like they're doing right now, and it's going to be over.
Or your parents give a certain amount of money, and you show up to school, and they're just like, here's your bag of candy.
Yep, here's your bag. Here's your... There's no earning. No. Like, if you trick-or-treated hard, you earned a lot. If you trick-or-treated, if you half-assed it, you got nothing. Mm-hmm. So I remember, like, making pit stops, like going back home and dumping out the sack and going back out again. You know, like, just keep going. We got a couple hours left. We got to hit those houses over there on the other street.
All right. Best candy, worst candy.
All right. Best candy. I was a big Reese's Peanut Butter Cup guy.
That's high on my list.
But the salt cups, like, I really like those. I like Three Musketeers. I think the worst candy was, like, Charleston Chews or, like, the ones with, I think that's Charleston Chew with the yellow and red wrappers. It's really old and hard.
No, the Charleston Chew, it's kind of like a candy bar, but it's, like, a rock hard kind of chew.
Yeah, right. You couldn't, like, eat it in, like, one bite.
Like, if you try to tear a piece off, you would break a tooth.
Right. And, like, when you separated your candy, you already... That's how they got their name. Yeah. You would just separate your candy, good candy, and then, like, shit that you would probably eat when your candy supply was gone.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had to, like, then you had to use your supply for, like, the next 2 months. Mm-hmm. Like, keep it, like, I can't eat it all tonight. I got to keep it going. And then at the end, you're eating, like, the, what is it, like, the plain bubble gum, too? The really plain one.
Uh-huh. I know what you're talking about. The pink.
Yeah, just pink with the yellow and blue wrapper.
I don't even know if there's a brand name to it. They just
probably
appear.
Just bubblegum.
Yeah, they just appear around Halloween. Mm-hmm. I would say my top is Butterfinger and Crackle.
Butterfinger always hurt my teeth.
Really?
It was so sweet, I think. I don't know.
Well, your teeth are made out of styrofoam nowadays.
Yes. Yes. So yes.
Natural. It doesn't take much.
No. Not at all.
And like an unsweetened iced tea, you're probably like, ooh.
Ow!
There was lemon in there.
Ouch!
You didn't tell me.
Oof.
I would say the absolute worst, Smarties. Those, like, chalk-type rolls and all. And like, every time, I'm like, what the hell?
What about, like, old school, like, wax lips? Oh, my God. You remember that?
I don't think I had those.
Candy cigarettes, wax lips?
Someone remembered, like, something that was wax that was like a liquid. It was like in the shape of like a soda bottle, and like you would like drink it.
And that's what happened to you on Halloween.
And then I woke up in a bunch. Bill Cosby, what are you doing here?
Where'd my ghost costume go? I can't find it.
And where's my pants? Ah, Halloween.
Oh, yes. This is a terrible version of Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye.
Well, the real version involved a guy getting sued for it, so.
For what?
Apparently what he used, the background music was stolen. Ray Parker Jr.
Everything's stolen.
I forget. Let me Google it up while we're talking about stuff.
Yeah, see, I remember, like, those were the glory days of Halloween. I just don't think the kids get any kind of, like, crazy freedom from it anymore. Or that one day a year that, like, yeah, I can go out and walk around the neighborhood and meet up with people. You see kids from school.
Those are strangers, though, Scott.
Stranger danger. I don't know.
I'm looking up Ray Parker Jr. Give me a second.
I remember, since we're doing the Halloween cast here, I remember costumes. Let's talk about costumes here.
Just to quickly stop, Huey Lewis sued Ray Parker Jr. Apparently the melody is the same as I Want a New Drug.
He's a liar. Ghostbusters.
He won money.
Ghostbusters is a way better song.
That was an awesome song.
It's like Vanilla Ice and
it was
Under
an awesome
Pressure.
Video too.
No, my dun 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 dun.
And mine is dun 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 dun.
No.
Like, there wasn't even a case. Like, the lawyer just came in and just played that interview, and all. It's like, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm out. Vanilla Ice is still somehow relevant. Mm-hmm. He somehow reinvented himself. Because
he's building houses for the Amish.
He was on, I was flipping around the channels today, and Vanilla Ice was doing an interview on one of those, like, celebrity talk show. I think TMZ or something like that.
Okay.
And he was, like, in front of his big, massive pool and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, God damn it.
Well, he didn't lose his money, just stopped being relevant.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he invested his money well. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But, all right, let's talk costumes. Costumes.
All right.
Okay. I remember one of my favorite. We came from an era where there wasn't many store-bought costumes. The store-bought ones were really shitty. They're still shitty. But one of my favorite costumes, which is probably creepy, but I was a scuba diver. And I took, like, the 7-Up bottles and sprayed them, like, yellow and made, like, my backpack. And I wore, like, a skin-tight black suit and flippers. Now, you know how, like, in elementary school you have the parades and stuff, like, where you walk around with the Halloween costumes?
Right.
Now, I'm walking around in fucking flippers, like, flop, 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 flop. I was a toy soldier one year, and my grandma, like, sewed a whole outfit for me. But in high school, I won the masquerade twice.
Ooh.
I was with me and my buddy were 70s basketball players. We went with afros.
Oh, please say you were wearing the short shorts.
Nets jerseys, the shortest shorts, and the high socks and Converse. Killer costume. Nowadays, they'd be like, oh, you're making fun of African Americans,
yeah.
And that's
haven't they suffered
them.
Enough?
Haven't they done enough? You're making a caricature of them.
You made Dr. J cry, Scott.
And then the next year, we won as 80s rappers. I took a car stereo and I hung it from a gold necklace around my neck, and I had the skids on and Vanilla Ice shirt and stuff like that. But I remember my dad made my brother a robot costume out of cardboard boxes, right? But he wired lights into it.
Oh, nice.
He put lights into it so they were blinking and stuff like that. So my brother's like this big square robot in silver sweats, and he mm-hmm. painted his face silver. So he went trick-or-treating, and it was like a torrential downpour while they're trick-or-treating. And he like comes back to the house, his makeup's all, and the batteries, the lights aren't working. He's like crying, and like his robot head is like hanging off to the side. He's like, ah, I'm my robot.
R22000 malfunction.
I just hit the other computer playing our podcast. That's weird. But
ooh, deja vu.
He came back like all smeared with makeup with his lights falling out of his thing and like fucking tinfoil flying everywhere.
He's not even wearing the costume anymore. He's just dragging it to house to house. This is what it was, trick or treat.
Yeah, 1 year in my adult years, I was Ace Ventura. That was a good costume.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
How about you? Best costume you ever had as a
best
kid?
Best costume? I don't really have memories of my costume. I went a couple years. I went 1 year as dressed up as a Redskin. I wore number 7, so I guess technically.
So you're going for the horror.
Yeah, well, I walked with a limp.
You know, Joe Theismann costume with a broken leg would be a good costume. Like a, just a mangled leg just, hanging out the side.
Just a wooden leg that just spurts out to the left. And some guy on coke yelling.
If you trick-or-treated with someone who was LT, that would be awesome. That's a good pair. That's a good one.
I had like very generic costumes. Like when I was older, I made my own costumes. I think I sent you a picture where I did like that
Two-Face.
That Two-Face kind of costume. I call it split personality, where I had like a professional side and all. I had my face shaved. I had a good haircut. Mm-hmm. I had a nice shirt. And on the other side was just stuff ripped up. I had makeup on. I had long hair. What was green.
You're crazy.
I know. It's split personality. You don't know what's going to happen.
That's just the way Berlu rolls. You just
that's
so
just
crazy.
How the Berlu rolls, that's baby. I wore that on November 9th.
I wore that to Thanksgiving.
Sup? Split personality back.
I don't know.
One wants turkey, one wants ham.
Yeah. So I was thinking about...
But I guess it's not a Halloween story, but my worst costume of all time, I can think back when I was like in the second grade, there was a like a play, and we had to dress up, and they gave me the role of a toothbrush.
Wait. I got to cut the music.
Now we're getting serious?
Yes. Okay, so you were a toothbrush.
Yeah, I was a toothbrush, and a girl next to me was teeth. And my mom basically made it out.
Did you get with her?
What's that?
Did you get with her?
No.
Yo, I'm toothbrush, baby. I'll clean you up, girl.
I'll lick you all over.
Ain't
I'm
no
getting no gums.
Don't worry about no plaque. I'll protect you.
You're going to have to floss after me. But
you're going to see my fluoride.
But my mom made this costume, which it was like a big, long cardboard box down to like my feet, up to my neck.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like a big like brush shooting out over my head. The problem was she didn't really estimate the fact that I had to try to walk with like no movement for my legs.
Okay.
So I'm like waddling onto the stage and the entire place is just laughing at me. Like there was like 120 like kids and parents and they were just all laughing at the fact that
now you've had some rough comedy sets in your career.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know how to reinvent you.
Okay.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
And do my same act.
Don't acknowledge it ever. I'm the fucking toothbrush, baby.
I was a quick check.
I hate this time of year. All these school buses. Just in the toothbrush outfit.
So like the entire school's laughing, and then the girl who's next to me, you know, we're supposed to do like a script, and she's laughing her ass off as well. And I say my line, she's just laughing. So I'm like nudging her, and I can barely move. It's like I'm moving my body. I'm like.
You're flicking your wrist around.
Yeah, I'm flicking my wrist.
Like a little T-Rex.
And then when the skit was over, I walked over and I couldn't go down the stairs. So basically what I had to do was I had to turn around and it was like I had to like two people behind me and they had to catch me as I flopped down.
Like Dennis Ross.
Pretty much, you know. What was that exercise? Like some like a trust exercise?
Trust fall.
Yeah. That's what I had to basically do.
Oh my God, that's like the best story. If you do not turn that into a bit after this,
okay.
You are so you are ignoring comedy gold. You flopping around in a cardboard box, mm-hmm. getting laughed at by the whole audience.
Yeah.
That goes right into your act, man.
Yeah.
It goes right with every story you tell.
It kinda stuck with me for a little bit.
We just got to bring it back. I'm the toothbrush. But I have another Halloween story.
Go ahead.
In third grade, I remember this clear as day. And it's funny because you only remember memories. You only remember things that are that have emotions tapped to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like even when I went to like all these stupid classes on like childhood memories and stuff like that. It's anything that has emotions attached to it, you remember. So here's one of my stupid ass memories. I remember in third grade we had to design a ghost. You know, simple enough assignment, right?
All right.
And I designed the sickest Ninja Turtle ghost. I gave him the headband. I gave him the turtle shell. I gave him a sword. Kid looks at my ghost, copies my ghost.
What?
Gets around the whole classroom. All of a sudden, went from one sick-ass Ninja Turtle ghost to about 15 boys doing Ninja Turtle ghosts.
What?
I got so mad, I started crying. I started throwing a temper tantrum, and like my teacher had to literally like talk to me, like, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" I'm like, "They're all copying my Ninja Turtle ghost, and it was my idea."
There's not even that many Ninja Turtles. There's only four. How many damn colors are
four? How can there be so many Ninja Turtles? Ghosts?
It's impossible. Even if you count Splinter, you I don't count.
Why couldn't you make a Foot Clan ghost? Assholes. And I was so like upset that they all. And back in the day, it was like you bit off me. That was like the expression. You bit off me.
Yo, man. Bit off my Ninja Turtle.
You bit off me.
What are we gonna do about this? We gotta do more midnight shows.
The midnight shows are great. Midnight shows are great. We don't care.
What you got, Jimmy Fallon? You ain't got Verbal Shenanigans, I'll tell you that much.
I gotta tell you though, you know what? It's a full moon this week. And you know what that reminds me of? Wolf Nation.
Oh, I was going to go back to vampires from earlier.
No, fuck vampires. Wolves are cooler. Okay.
That is true.
Yes.
That is a scientific fact, actually.
Wolves are cooler, and our coolest sponsor, the best sponsor, the greatest sponsor, Wolf Nation, W-U-L-F Nation. Buddy Richie of mine starting this awesome clothing line. Very happy to be part of it. If you listened to the last episode, we had him on. And he talked a little bit about the brand, and the brand is getting good. He just was trying to expose his brand to what's his name, Ed Lover, the old comedian from you remember from the MTV days, mm-hmm. Ed Lover, Bill Bellamy,
Yo MTV Raps.
Yep, and this brand's gonna take off. I think it's gonna be great, and we could not be happier. So please check out WolfNation.com. Well, it's not a site yet. So go on.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Go on Facebook and look up Wolf Nation. Mm-hmm. Wake up, live free. Okay, WULF, because it celebrates men. What I liked about the last time was that he explained the wolf thing a little bit, because I didn't really know that part. The wolf thing, he said, like when he was growing up and they had no money and stuff like that. Like you would grow a beard and he'd be like, "Oh, you're wolfing it. You're wolfing it." It kind of, I thought that was kind of cool.
I mean, like, that kind of adds to the brand, which is really interesting, you know. It's not just some acronym you were just thinking about. No, what do I call this? LOL Nation.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. So we couldn't be happier, so please go check out our sponsor, Wolf Nation.
Do that.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
I think you have maybe a secret hidden skill to make animal noises. Can you do a cat? Oh my god, it's so creepy. It gives me douche chills. Can you do a dog? All right, your dog got better after like the second bark.
Yeah.
So your cat and your wolf are way better than your dog. Can you do a cow? Feel like that's the same noise you make when you're at climax. All right. We're losing all our audience here.
Bad for business.
You know what? I gotta go to the bathroom real quick.
All right, man. So, you want to stop or
no? Just keep it going. I'll be right back. Bro, right. You're on your own here.
Oh God. Well, what are we gonna talk about here, people? It's been very tiring around these last couple of days. You know, I was supposed to get jury duty. I didn't even get the jury duty I want. Every time I call in, they just say no, and it's just like I want to yell at them. Fuck you! I'm showing up anyway. You know, I don't want to go to work. That's when I start calling my friends, be like, hey, you still mad at your woman? You know, if you could do something, I'd be appreciative, and all that way you don't have to go to work or anything. Skype seems to be ringing or something here. I think we got a caller. Scott?
We're back.
Let's see what this is. Hello, you're on the air. Purple Shenanigans.
Why, hello!
Hello, sir. I'm looking at your Skype name. Hack O'Lantern?
Yeah, I'm the Hack O'Lantern, baby.
Welcome to Verbal Shenanigans. The podcast, Verbal Shenanigans.
I was just calling. I was just calling 911, but I didn't know the number.
Well, that's not the number. Well, thank you for joining the show, sir. What's your favorite thing about
Show? Why don't you introduce me? What show am I on?
Well, you're on the Verbal Shenanigans podcast, brought to you by Wolf Nation.
But introduce me, baby.
Well, I believe I've heard about you. You are the great Hack O'Lantern, the gentleman who is known throughout the world.
I'm a pumpkin.
That's what I was getting to, sir. Oh. I mean, the gentleman who is a talking pumpkin, who is known in the comedy community for his, old school type of jokes. Would that be sufficient?
Oh, stop it. Hack O'Lantern is here. Hack O'Lantern's here. Hack O'Lantern's there. Hack O'Lantern's everywhere. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, baby. I am so tired.
How tired are you?
My arms are tired. Boy, was that flight hard. Ho, ho!
Hack O'Lantern, you never stop there, do you?
I don't stop. In fact, I just go. I just go.
Tell the audience here, Hack O'Lantern, about yourself. And do you have a female jack-o'-lantern in your life?
Do I have a female? You know what is funny about females?
What's that?
You know, they tell you, you know, you only good for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I've heard
in
that.
In bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, babe, I'm good for longer than that, because you get 9.5 minutes of silence. Oh! Oh, shit! Oh, God!
Oh, man. Hack O'Lantern. Oh, man. I mean, it's so weird. How was the ride back home? You were talking about the flight here. Now, how's the traffic out there?
You know, speaking of flights, because the Hack O'Lantern took a flight today. Mm-hmm. He took a flight. You know, I don't understand why you get checked in for carry-on when it's just going to be on the plane anyway. Oh, go! Oh!
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Oh, that's some deep thoughts there, Hackler. Oh, man. So, welcome back to Jersey. What do you do for a living, Hack O'Lantern?
What exactly? Do I do for a living? I'm a teacher to the younger pumpkin patch, babe.
Okay. What kind of things you teach the pumpkins?
I teach them life. I teach them social studies. And I teach them anatomy, if you know what I'm talking about. Oh, boom, baby, boom.
I, I think I get the gist of it. Hack and Lantern.
You get what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Boo. So what kind of
Hack and Lantern does that sound sometimes?
Oh, all right. If that's what you're into, so like, how many types of pumpkins are there in your pumpkin patch?
Hey, Will, you still recording?
Yeah. We got some guests on right now, and just give me a minute. I'm trying to get them off the phone here.
Hey, who that?
That's Scott Brennan, the one who runs this show.
No. All right, give me a question. Why are you talking?
All right. Let me ask you. I mean, is there just pumpkins in your past? Is there squashes? Or is there different kinds of pumpkins? Kind of like ethnicities?
Yeah, you know what? You know what's funny? My girl, she went the other day. She said, "You want to pick some squash?" I said, "No." She said, "You want to pinch my pumpkin?" I said, "No." But I want to be punking that ass all night long. Go, damn.
You have a way with the ladies. Woo! There.
I get it. I want to be punking your ass all night long.
So tell me, Hack a Lantern, what exactly, I mean, you're talking pumpkin. I mean, do you eat, like, just regular fertilizer and water, or do you eat stuff? Like, I went to 7-Eleven earlier today. I mean, do you eat there?
7-Eleven. Man, you know what they said about 7-Eleven? The people who run 7-Eleven, you know why it's open always at 7-Eleven? Because it's always right on the dot, baby. Oh,
Hack-A-Lantern. Hack-A-Lantern. I can't believe you went there, Hack-A-Lantern.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, people. I apologize
to the Indian community that listened to Verbal Shenanigans.
Sorry.
Hi, Ritu.
Hack-A-Lantern is here.
I mean, that was so rude of you. I mean,
you know, I told you I'm a teacher, right?
Yeah.
You know, all this news, right? Mm-hmm. All this news up in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about teachers and teachers that are banging students and hooking up with students.
Mm-hmm.
And people are always saying, that's so horrible.
Yeah.
You know what I say?
What?
Where were those teachers when I was a student? God!
Hack-A-Lantern.
God, man. What a concept. Hack-A-Lantern kills on stage every single night.
Now, Hack-A-Lantern, I mean, being a talking pumpkin, I'm sure a lot of people
I'm a pumpkin.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people want to, like, take you and all, because you're a valuable item out there. There's no other talking pumpkins the world. Do you protect yourself? Like, do you have a gun?
Gun?
Yeah.
I don't know what the gun joke is.
Oh, okay. All right, then we'll just go to the next.
Gun, I protect myself every night with Trojan.
There you go.
You know what's funny? What's funny about the Trojans?
What's that?
You know what? They don't make them my size. Shit. Oh.
Now, are there southern pumpkins?
Southern pumpkins? No, there ain't no southern pumpkins.
No?
No.
Oh. Are there Asian pumpkins?
No.
All right. I'm sorry. We were talking a lot about food earlier. No, I mean, I've been eating so much. I've been getting fat. Can you get heavier eating?
Oh, God. Let me tell you about getting fat. Let me tell you about getting fat. You know, the Hack-A-Lantern is so fat right now.
How fat are you, Hack-A-Lantern? You know
what? When I turn around to look at my meal, I get exhausted.
Hack-A-Lantern. God. You are on a roll tonight.
You know what? People say when you're fat, you got to put a lot of, like, powder in your pants to stop from itching. But if I put powder on my pants and I start sweating, I make a cake. God.
Hack-A-Lantern, man, you are on a roll tonight.
You know what? Funny. Hack-A-Lantern's so fat, he just got up on stage.
Uh-huh.
I'm exhausted, man. Those steps are high. God.
I mean, maybe you need, like, an elevator or something.
I don't need an elevator. Because you know what? An elevator says only 600-pound capacity. I said, when you gonna cut me in half? Oh, God!
Oh, Hack-A-Lantern. Man, you are a heavy
son
of a gun.
You know what? I had a hard time getting here today.
How was that?
I had a hard time getting here today. Because my GPS was not working.
Really?
Not working.
Not working.
You know what? That voice always drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Drives me crazy. And you know what? I always think that voice is a little too natural, a little too nice. Like, what if the GPS's voice was like Yoda? Like, if it was Yoda. Like, if it was like, oh, turn you must make. I'd be like, fuck you, Yoda. Oh, God. Thick.
Oh, God. Hack-A-Lantern. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's so interesting that the differences between like men and women with us people. No, are there differences between female and male pumpkins?
There's no difference between male or female pumpkin, but males can still vote. Oh, God! Sick.
Oh, man.
If you want to come see Hack-A-Lantern on stage, just go to Facebook.com/Hack-A-Lantern and drop me a line.
How many T's are there in Hack-A-Lantern?
Hack-A-Lantern. There's 2 TTs. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Scott, you almost ready?
Yep. All right.
All right, man. So, Hack-A-Lantern, it's been really an honor to talk to you. I mean, is there anything else you want to promote?
Yeah, you know what, though? I was driving here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw another car, right?
All right.
I saw another car to the left of me. I was driving. I looked to the left of me, and there was a car. There was a Puerto Rican in the back, a black in the back, and a Mexican.
Okay.
Who was driving?
I don't know.
The police! Oh, God! Oh, God! Give
Hack-A-Lantern.
Me some! Oh, God! Oh, my, oh. Woo. Woo.
I don't know
I'm
if we can air this.
I'm on fire!
Are there gay Hack-A-Lanterns?
You know what? There is a gay Hack-A-Lantern. If you go to the Jack-O-Lantern bar, right?
Uh-huh.
You know why the bar stools are turned upside down?
I'm afraid to ask.
It's called seating for four. Oh, God!
Hack-A-Lantern.
Oh.
You insulted pretty much our entire demographic.
Oh, God. Hack-A-Lantern is just here telling original jokes, original material, because Hack-A-Lantern don't care. From the thugged out pumpkin patch of East Orange, baby.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I've heard like one or two of those jokes before.
Nah, you never heard Hack-A-Lantern's material.
Did you put a CD out before? Maybe that was it.
Nah, Hack-A-Lantern don't do CDs.
No?
Hack-A-Lantern at the club every night, killing the stage.
Killing. You ever have money problems, Hack-A-Lantern?
You know what? I had a little bit of money problems. Hack-A-Lantern said, I'm a little cheap.
How cheap are you, Hack-A-Lantern?
I'm so cheap that I went to buy a 40 ounce the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I only got 40 cents. Oh, God!
That's pretty poor, Hack-A-Lantern. I gotta be honest with you.
Hey, Hack-A-Lantern, it's tough in the patch.
Yeah, how tough is it?
I don't know, man. You know, when you're Hack-A-Lantern and you're just trying to grind it out and be Hack-A-Lantern and you're just trying to get laughs out there, you got to come up with crisp, original material.
It is hard up there. No,
yeah.
How do they get you up to the microphone? Because you're only like a quarter of a foot tall.
You know what's funny? One of my favorite lines when I go up to the microphone, I go, hey, man, this microphone is a little bit intimidating. It's a lot bigger than my... Oh, God!
Hack-A-Lantern.
Woo!
There are going to be children in the audience. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? It's okay. It's okay because Hackalanta just it brings crowds in. It just brings crowds in. You know what? Original material for original people.
Now, it looks like you got some jagged teeth there, Hackalander. Whoever like made you cut out your teeth a bunch crooked and stuff. I mean, is that a problem for you?
You know what? My some people say my teeth are so buttery.
How buttery are they?
That I spit margarine. Oh God!
Hackalander. Again, you got that one. You got me with. I gotta admit it.
You know what? You know what? I get this new bit that I will reveal on this show. I didn't even mean to call. I get this new
an
bit.
Exclusive.
You ever hear of jokes that make fun of your mama?
I think I might have heard of them before, but yeah.
I got this new one. Your mama, yes. right, is so fat. What? She jumped in the air. And got stuck. Oh!
Hackalander.
God!
I love my mother. Hackalander. Nope. She just celebrated her birthday.
Yep.
Now, don't tell me you have some jokes about my mom being old.
You know, your mama is so old. So old.
No. Okay.
So old.
This better be sincere.
Next to her picture in the yearbook
uh-huh.
is Jesus. Oh, shit.
Hackalander.
Stand-up comedy, Hackalanta.com.
All right, Hackalanta, I think I'm going to have to let you go. Scott, come on in here.
All right, I'm back.
All right.
Hello?
What? Hey. I think that guy hung up.
Who?
Some dude. You know that talking pumpkin I told you about last week?
What?
Yeah, the talking pumpkin who
the
tells...
The talking pumpkin. Yeah. Okay, Berlo.
Who tells jokes.
Yeah. The talking
pumpkin. He just called up on Skype. Look at your records over there.
Brother, there's nothing. My computer's not even on.
How did that happen?
What happened? Well, now that the stupidest bit ever on Verbal Shenanigans has been done.
I'm glad I don't have the title anymore.
Yep. Oh, God. Berlo, you were bringing up an interesting story before.
Yeah, you said,
oh, well, why don't you just tell?
Yeah. As you know, we talked about different odd injuries on the show. We talked about me imitating Michael Jordan and busting open my knee.
Me too, busting my teeth out.
And you busting out your teeth.
Being Michael Jordan.
Yep. And
that guy's got a lot of control over us.
Yeah. That son of a bitch, man.
It's still got control.
Yeah.
He's still got control. The new Jordans come out. There's freaking fights at 5 a.m. on lines to get his new Jordans.
Sad. The only thing he doesn't have control of is the Charlotte Bobcats.
Oh, God!
Scott, that's the pumpkin I told you about.
Oh, he's still on the line. Oh, Jesus. It's just mayhem here in the Verbal Shenanigans studio.
So, I don't know how we got it. Talking about it, but basically, I told Scott I had a buddy growing up, and one day during the summer, he came by the house and he had a huge cast on his leg. And we're like, "Yo, man, what happened? Did you fall off your bike, or you out playing in the woods, or something like that?" And his story was just basically he was in the basement with his brother, and the washer was going. It was doing like a full spin cycle.
Yes.
And he bet his brother that he could stop the washer with his leg.
Like to stick it into the washer?
Yeah. Or shoved.
Like his leg would be so strong that the spinning would just stop and blow the engine out.
Yes.
Okay.
Washer won.
And what happened?
Basically, he stuck his leg in there. He tried to, you know, position it, and it just kept going with the
washer. So it just went around. What, did he break his leg?
Yes. He broke his upper part of his
leg. That is so great.
And it was just the most. It's like, what? He's like, no, well, I had to win the bet, dude.
It's pretty good. But he had a broken leg.
He had a broken leg from a washer and dryer.
Nice. I guarantee you when he went to the hospital, like, what happened to you?
You know, this bear jumped out of the woods.
You should see the other guy. Oh, God.
Hackler, how do you keep getting on?
Hackalander may come back a couple times in the podcast.
Yeah.
In the middle of April for no reason.
Hackler, this doesn't even make sense.
Hackalander was a good guest.
Yeah.
From what you told me.
Yeah.
He said he was interesting anyway.
He
That's all
like
we tried
that.
In. We tried
he didn't know anything about the South, apparently.
Yeah, he failed on that one. You said he failed on a couple hints that you were giving him.
Yeah, a couple things. And we'll work with Hackalander if he comes back.
Hackalander needs a little training.
Yeah.
But I have one more story before we go. We were just talking about this before. We were watching the Mets game. The Mets came back tonight. They are down 2-1, but I am pumped up, of course. But
note, when you listen to this podcast, the Royals have won 4-1.
Shut the fuck up. When I was in college, I always had a second team, which was the Steelers. The only reason I had them was because, if you remember the Tecmo Super Bowl days, it was me and my brother growing up. Remember Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker? All you had to do was a flea flicker, and he was open every single time. And that and Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson was insane. Christian Okoye.
Yep.
LT. LT was like in literal life, he was on crack.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just like he just touched the offensive lineman, and he flew like 20 yards. And that was the worst thing. Like, if I played my brother, I'd play as the Redskins. He played the Giants. And, like, even, like, on the extra point, like, the second the ball snaps, you had to hit that button to kick it, or you had no prayer.
Or you had LT just raping you. LT rapes. So, like, my brother, we were both Giants fans, but I had to always pick another team because he was the older brother. So I always picked the Steelers, and Bubby Brister was the quarterback. Mm-hmm. So I always had this, like, second rooting interest for the Steelers, and I always loved Hines Ward.
Yep.
He was great player.
Yeah.
And we were in college, and we were drinking.
With Hines Ward?
No, but we were drinking a lot, and it was at the Steelers-Seahawks Super Bowl. One of the worst Super Bowls.
Yeah,
ever
that was
when Roethlisberger like was brand new and threw like 16 for like 37 or something like that.
He had that 1 yard touchdown where it's like, well, we had to technically give it to you, but we can't find an angle where we know you didn't make it.
Yep. And I was drunk and I had my Hines Ward jersey on, and I was like, yeah, you know what? If Hines Ward wins the MVP, I'm gonna go streaking. So all my buddies go, oh, yeah, okay. They all hold me up to it right away. And it comes to the MVP celebration when they're raising the touchdown trophy. The touchdown trophy, wow. The Super Bowl trophy. God.
Oh, we are the champions of the touchdown.
And they're raising the trophy. And Hines Ward creeps up to the back of the stage. And everyone goes, oh! Like everyone in the house.
No.
Like, you're going.
No.
So now I didn't streak completely, but I wore my Hines Ward jersey only. Okay. Dong hanging out. And I ran around the entire quad, it was called.
Okay. Okay.
I ran around. Woo! There's so many people outside. And I was like, yeah, dong flopping around. And I came back and I was like, I held up to my end of it. I'm sorry, but it was pretty embarrassing. Pretty embarrassing.
I just could imagine like the court case and the Your Honor.
Your Honor,
you
I'm
don't
not
understand.
Even, I'm not even a Steelers fan,
I
Your
like
Honor.
Bubby Brister.
I loved Bubby and I loved
I had to hold up to my name. So my dong was hanging out.
But also funny story, every Christmas Eve, me and my cousin have had a tradition where we play NFL Blitz from the original PlayStation.
Okay.
Me and him, he's the Bears, I'm the Steelers. And it's the Steelers are Cordell Stewart, Jay Bruner, the Bus, and I don't even know the other guy. And
And he, the bears are Mike Enos and someone else. But we played every year. We played best of seven every Christmas Eve. Now we're 30 to 30 plus years old. And we played every year. So I lost the last 2 years. But for a while, I was on like a six-year winning streak.
Okay.
And for Christmas one year, we do a little grab bang. All
right.
And I got him, and I actually kind of rigged it because I knew what I wanted to get him. So I got him a Mike Enos jersey, the Bears jersey, and I bought myself a Jay Bruno jersey. And I put it under like my Christmas sweater. And like when I gave it to him, I was like, woo! And I took it off. I'm like, Jay Bruno! And he's like, Mike Enos! He's like, holy shit, this is the best present ever.
Funny thing was, all you were wearing was that jersey and that sweater.
And that's it. And that will bring us to... Yeah, I know it was an impromptu cast, people, but...
I think you'll enjoy this.
I think we had a lot of fun, especially I would like to thank... what was his name?
Hack-O-Lantern.
He was a pumpkin.
Yeah, he was a talking pumpkin. And he believed in me.
Anything to promote, Berlo?
Let's promote something from Friends of the Podcast. The UPWA is invading New Jersey November 14th at 6 p.m. at the Parsippany High School. One of the best pro wrestling in the Southeast invades New Jersey. You will see wrestlers such as TNA World Heavyweight Champion Bobby Lashley, former WWE star The Boogeyman, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Billy Kidman, and one
Come
of the
on.
Former
tell
guests.
Him, tell him who's
the,
on.
The big one himself. Big
Irish Pete Nixon, yeah!
Making his in-ring return, people.
Can't wait, can't wait. And I'll promote my November 8th show at Tierney's with our good friend Joe Fernandez headlining it. And that's about it, man. That's about it. It was a fun Halloween podcast, just an impromptu kind of thing. And it'll go up, and
it'll be mid-November.
Life is funny, people. Laugh at it. Keep the wind at your back.
Here's the penis song.
Oh, God!
How do you keep calling in?